O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars, together proclaim thy holy birth and praises sing to God the King and peace to men on earth. How silently, the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls still will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. All of us have Christmas traditions. Some that we've held from the time that we were born. Some we make through the years. Some being made still this year. Each December, we would gather around the tree growing up. Every night, the full month until Christmas, we'd gather around and we'd read one verse per day going through the Christmas story. The light in the room would be from three candles. One for my brother, one for me, and the last one, a gold one for Jesus. We would read the Christmas story. Everyone in the family would say a prayer, and then we'd pick three songs that we would sing before we went to bed. Different nights had different songs. Silent Night, Away in a Manger, Joy to the World, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And yes, sometimes Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Music has a way of reaching us, doesn't it? We remember jingles. We remember little bits of music that should never be remembered for as long as they are, for as simple as they are. But here's a few that I want to see if you guys can get. Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a break of that. There we go. Oh, I wish I were an $5, $5, $5. You got it going on. Like a good neighbor. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Few of you got that one. Snap, crackle, pop. There we go. It's amazing how the longest of those is four little words. The shortest isn't even words, they're more sounds. And yet those tiny words in less than 10 seconds can make you think about a brand or a product that you maybe heard from years ago. And for some of you, that jingle will stick in your head the rest of the day. You're welcome. You know, that tells us something. It tells us something that we see as well in the Christmas carol, A Little Town of Bethlehem. Nothing is really too small. When we sing this carol, we recognize that with God, nothing is insignificant. We're told the familiar story in Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went. He went there to be registered with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him. She was with child, and while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room available for them in the inn. It was that little town of Bethlehem. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 6, when the wise men were asked, they got to Herod's palace and they were asked where the Savior was to be born. They remembered back to prophets long ago, specifically a prophecy found in Micah chapter 5 that the baby was to be born in Bethlehem, in Judea, saying, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people." Bethlehem was a backwater town, a town with small people, simple people, whose claim to fame was a young man from the good old days. But to God, it was the birthplace of his son. It was a quiet place, not much going on during the normal day. It just so happened to be busy at this time of year because of a census that was going on. And in this one hotel type of town, there were no more rooms available for a young couple. In the stillness, while everyone slept, while the stars shone in the sky like any other night, in the midst of those dark and quiet streets, the light of the world would come down to earth that night. The one they had been waiting for, the one they had been hoping for. Jesus, who would be the Christ, the Son of God, came into the world. And he wasn't just any son that would come into the world. He was the hope of the world. He would be the Messiah who would come to take away the sins of humanity. He was our hope for a connection with God, our Father, our Creator. He was a remedy to the problem that had been around since Adam and Eve made their choice to disobey God. In him we have hope for eternal life. In him was the full display of God's love. And as we're told in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, there's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. And Jesus was perfect love. He was the one who would drive out fear, the fear of death, because in him we have eternal life. He drove out the fear of abandonment because with him he came to reconnect those who were lost. He drove out the fear of darkness because as we read in John chapter 1, in him was life and he was that life, the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. For the disciples, he drove away the fear of storms because they saw that as the Creator, he had the authority over all nature. He showed that we do not have to fear rejection or persecution because he has been through it already. We see that in Christ, he was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one who, from whom people would hide their faces, he was despised. He took the persecution, he took the rejection. He was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our sins. And at the end of that verse in 1 John, it tells us that fear has to do with punishment, and that's the one thing that we have no longer to fear. Because Christ took our punishment. He took all that Satan could ever throw at him. And we saw him again in 3 days. He was the answer to our fear. He was the hope for all the world. From the little town of Bethlehem. Speaking of this small and unlikely, we see from the second verse that it points us not to a place, but a person that God has chosen. For Christ is born of Mary, a young woman not even married. She was afraid. She was afraid, but she was courageous. She was courageous in her faith to allow God to bring his son into this world through her. Like Bethlehem, people didn't really think much of Mary, especially after the announcement that she was pregnant. But God used her. He used her in a powerful way. And Mary, the young girl scorned because of her faith to allow God's plan to take place in her life. While all others slept in the silent little town of Bethlehem, she was able to see the birth of a Savior. A peasant girl became the mother of a king. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. Though from the manger, Mary felt alone, God was with her. The song tells us of angels keeping watch, and we see from Scripture, we see the angels out in the fields telling the shepherds about the good news that had come. Singing bursts of light, probably a snow machine, Daniel. That was all going on out on the field. The angels were in full chorus. But from the manger, what did it look like? As Mary gave birth with just her husband to be beside her, the cattle, the sheep, the goats, the smell. But we see that Mary was never alone. The cries of a newborn baby were heard by two loving fathers that night. One, the husband-to-be, that stood by Mary's side through everything surrounding this birth, with nothing but his faith and a message from God. And that same God, God the Father, who never leaves, never forsakes. The God who had promised long ago that a Messiah would come, that there would be a Savior, that there would be a son who the serpent would strike his heel, but he would crush the head of the serpent. That there would be one that would come and take the punishments of his people. That there would be a sacrificial lamb that, like the coverings on the doors in Egypt, would allow death to pass by. One that would lead them. One that would guide them. One that would shepherd them. Like a king of long ago. That morning, after the shepherds came, they ran out telling everyone of the wonderful things they had seen and heard that were just as they had been told. They may not have known it, but they were proclaiming that peace on earth. the peace that was brought, that was turned away, that turned away the wrath of God. The peace of the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. And just like the little town that he was born in, that peace would come in a little package. A small baby by way of a young girl from a seemingly insignificant place. The little town of Bethlehem. So the question becomes, as you look at your life, as you look at the things going on around our world, around our country, around our state, do you ever feel like your life is one of those? One of the small, one of the insignificant. Maybe you see the busyness in the world around you and you think that you could never slow it down. Maybe you think of all the injustices in the world and you just think that your stance could never be enough. Are you from too small of a place? Do you play too small of a role? During this season, remember that we serve a God who takes the things of this world like the little town of Bethlehem. And when Christ enters the picture, we still sing its name today. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts on human hearts the wonder of his heaven. No ear may hear its coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls still receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. No matter how silent it looks, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant it may seem, when Christ enters in, amazing things happen. And will that be what we pray for today? Will that be what we long for God to enter into the areas of our life that are small? The things in our life that seem insignificant, when we pray that God enters in, will we choose to humble ourselves, to be those meek souls, and allow Christ to be above the search for presence, above the traditions, above the noise, above the busyness? Above the greatness. Above the little town. The last verse says, O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us. Abide with us. Our Lord Emmanuel. Oh, come to us. Abide with us. Our Lord Emmanuel. It's what Joe talked about in the communion meditation today. We have an opportunity to invite Jesus to be born in us today. That word, Emmanuel, God with us. Will we choose today to allow God to be in us? Will you pray with me today as we prepare to sing A Little Town of Bethlehem? Dear Lord, in the things in our lives that seem small, that seem like they don't matter, that seem like they may be insignificant, God, we pray that you enter in. God, we pray that you allow us to humble ourselves and to accept Emmanuel. God, come to us, abide with us. Enter into our lives today. May we praise you, our Savior, our King, from the little town of Bethlehem. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.